only some tough Chof Yud Gimel. Sif Vahav, we did the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, we did the Mishnah Berurah. So we're going to say that the following rule, that the Tanagarlim in general do not give lay eggs by night, they lay eggs by day. So if you find that there was, you checked Shabbos morning before Lusha Shachar, and there was an egg there, you checked Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, and there was no egg there, so now we have this riddle, right? It only lays by day, but there was nothing there from before Shabbos. So the answer is, there's just an area where the egg went out, the majority went out, and it goes back in. That's considered halachically that's been laid already. Mm-hmm. So we said it's probably what happened. So the nest is empty because it didn't actually lay the egg, but it has its status of being laid from before Shabbos. That's why it's able to then finally come out at nighttime. So and therefore this egg was there from there before Shabbos, and it's mutter to use, or before Yom Tov, it's mutter to use. So the Mishnah Berurah Muter is Chav. The Kim Shiyatsus Aruba Reich Yulu, that once the majority of the egg comes out, it's considered like it's been laid. So therefore the case where you checked it right before Yom Tov, and there was nothing there, and then Umacher Hishkim, Shabbos, Yom Tov morning, you got up early, and you checked, Hainu, Kodem Alois HaShachar, you checked before Alois. If you waited till after Alois, so we say just late was just laid right now, because the chance of it happening before Yom Tov is very, very low Shchiyah, because there is an empty nest there. It's all based on the fact that the Tanagol is any of your letters belial that doesn't give birth at nighttime. Chapes. The Chol Shat Tashmisha Biyoim, Nerlad Rak Biyoim, Tanagol Tashmisha Biyoim Hu. Something which the nature is that it's Mishamish B'yoyim, so it gives birth to B'yoyim. Now, Va'av ima Tanagolos Mishamamis Mina Karka Tucho Leila Lepomim Af Belaila. So, but it's possible for the bird to lay an unfertilized egg, which the more refers to as being Mishamamis from the Karka. It has to be warmed, it warms itself on the ground. It's called Safna Mi'ara. But the case over here was, like the Shulchan Aruch said, there was a zocher within 60 batim. The Tlinim is that we're not choshish for that. The Kima, the Ika zocher, filled with bias, acher, rochik, mimeno, hano achishim batim, shemas kol kriyosha, she can hear it, and it runs to in a karka, but he's kachas the tarnagel. They would, with Afka, seek out the zocher. Mashakos of Shem Begesher, if there's a river, so it doesn't help. She can't get to the, they can't get across the river. But if there's a bridge, they'll go over the bridge. Shim yesh b'gesher, tavar l'gesher. But if there's no zucker around, then it's possible it was merely belayla. Chav gimel efshe shetela belayla. Vav pisha ruben eno filim yizkama v'yismin akarka eno yoldes belayla. Even in the case of a safta mi'aro, that the bird warmed itself and was able to start developing an egg. Usually, it's not a fertilized egg from a zocher, which it's possible to belie. It's still right that it's not. So probably it was by day. So it was probably from Erev Yom Tov because you found it at the end of the nighttime. Kanozin b'Basar Mu'at. Here we will be chushed for the in the case where there's no zocher around. We'll be chushed that it was a safta mi'aro. And it lay at nighttime. Why? Kiman Shabbatak Esma Velahoyer Shambeya Vayom Hishkim Kanamura Shachar Motza. You checked right before Yom Tov, there was no egg there. Now you checked Yom Tov morning before Lusha Shachar, and you found one. So what are our choices? Our choices are that it was from the minority that it laid an egg at nighttime, or it was a case where an egg went out, the majority of the egg went out, then went back inside. Well, that's very uncommon. You have a choice between saying it was Merlid Belaila, which is a mute, or it was Merlid Belaila by the fact that it came out the majority and went back inside, which is a mute of the mute. I'm going to pick the mute more than the mute of the mute. Okay. So that's also a case that when you checked right before Yom Tov and there was no egg there. So in that situation, we're left with this dilemma of, well, when did it get there? It wasn't there from before Yom Tov, and it usually doesn't happen at nighttime, so we have to grapple with what happened. But in case you didn't check right before Yom Tov, and you get up in the morning before Alois, and you find an egg there, the answer is very simple. The Roiv says that it was born before Yom Tov. Because in general, it doesn't lay eggs at nighttime, it lays eggs in the day. Avon Lebodak, Perish, Hishkim, Kadim, Amura, Shachar, Matzah. Okay, so you didn't check before Yom Tov, so it's possible there was something there. And then you check Yom Tov morning before Alois Hashachar. So your toilet came from Erev Yom Tov. Right, that's very that's the highest probability. Now, Avon Lachar, Amura, Shachar, Matzah. You found it after ready, after Alois Hashachar. So now, maybe it was blade right now on Yom Tov, Osir Misafik. Ah, it's a Safek Drabbanan, and Safek Drabbanan, you should say, you should go to Kula. But after Safek Drabbanan, that's what we said before in Sif Hei, that B'davar Sheshem Matir and Machmir are filled with Sveika. So we're Machmir in the case of by Safek, even normally in Sif Gimel, we said the same way. There's no din bittul with the reshesha material. There's no din sveikah around the kula by the reshesha material, because instead of relying on sveikah around the kula, you can wait till after Yom Tov, and not rely on any kulas. Fine. So we say, even though there's no zocher, still, Reuben Yoldus B'Yam. Below Zachar Reuben. Rastam Ha'afila below Zachar. Al Kapanim Reuben Yoldus B'Yam. Below Havi Safek Hashokol. So when there's a Zachar, we assume it's B'Yam. When there's no Zachar, so it's unfertilized egg. So then it's a Roiv that it's B'Yam. So it's still not a Safek Hashokol. The Roiv says it was laid before Yom Tov. Okay. The similar halacha would be by the Leil Sheni of Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Golis. So if you checked right before the end of Yom Tov, why? The feeling normish and all the Yom Tov region. So we say what happened? It was late on the first day. An egg which is late on the first day of Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goyus is mutan Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goyus. Raymond all the bezimut haris bezev can abas efei. Aba heavy by Yom feeling Yom Tov Sheni Shal Goyus the surah the Shema Hayom Nahod. So if the any hoodie brings an eggs into cell the nighttime of the Yom Tov Sheni, see, there was born, it was not born now at nighttime, so it was probably born the day before. It was born on Yom Rishon. But if he brings it the day of Yom Sheni, so maybe it was just born right now this morning. So then it's going to be Yosef. That only applies to the two Yom Tov Shargolius, which we deal with them as two, is one is Kaddish and one is Kol. So we say, Mamon HaShach, if yesterday was Kaddish, today is Kol. Egg is born in Kaddish and Mutter on Kol. And if yesterday was Kol, for sure it's good. But in a case where it's the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which both days are Kaddish, so which egg was born on the first day is also on the second day, or if it's Yom Tov, then Shay and Shabbos right next to each other, is it the same thing? The feeling normal shall not be Yom Rishon shall Rosh Hashanah or Shabbos. In the case where Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbos, so you say, well, he was born the day before, so he was born on Shabbos, or he was born on the first of Rosh Hashanah. Rei Gam Ken Asura Kanav Sefei. Feeling Chal Yom Tov Sheni Achar Shabbos, even though it's Yom Tov Sheni, you can't use the Mamon of Shach which we used before. Right now, we're not discussing there's any Masech Fitumo issues. He's not discussing when he was born. And Shemasapra Shinolda Kurdam Vainal Fitumai. Kan Shalakha Shashela Yusela Masainolda Mashiva Shakadam Shashana Akadama Shabbos. So that Seal Fitum means he just happened to mention it. If you ask him already, so we can't trust it, we can't accept his answer, because maybe he figures out what the right answer is to give, and he gives that. Okay, so by asking him, he cops that there's some issue, then you can't rely on the answer. So it came along the Ramah. The Ramah said, in a case where the Ein Yehudi is Masich Lefitumai, that it was born from the day before, you're allowed to rely on it. Chav Ches, Masich Lefitumai, Umarish Lo Yoda Hanokri, the Beish and all the Yerim, Asur Ali Yisrael. It's all assuming that he doesn't know the halacha that it was born on Yom Tov, it's also. So then, the Im Yoda, if the guy knew that, Afshu Masich Lefitumai, in on Neman. So even though you didn't ask him, he just happened to mention it, but you don't trust him. The miskaben lahashpiach michoy, he wants to raise the value of his sale item. Shiachu mimenu kima shabayim hem shaloi. They're his eggs, so he wants people to buy from him. So he's going to say whatever it takes. So that's all part of his story. So even though he seems to be just I was out in the chicken coop, telling a story, but we say maybe he's really doing it intentionally to and presenting as if it's just a story so people will believe him. Now the what would be the bayim hemshah yisrael wa'akum masiach lefitumah shenol de meir v'yamtiv al bishahu yodei shebeya shenol de hayor masur li yisrael. It was the Jew's eggs, and the goy was the worker, and he came in and said, "Yeah, I was out in the coop, and I saw these things there, the eggs there." He mentions like that, it's part of a story. He didn't even know that it's Asur, since he has no benefit at all. He has no benefit at all. Since it is the Rabbanon, and he's Masich Lefitumai, she let him rely on what he said. And he has no benefit. Okay. What the Litzmach Lov Chavtes, Kibin Shu, Muyasad Rabbanon, Begam Lo Yischaz Gisur. So we add A, it's Nisad Rabbanon, and B, it was an Yischaz Gisur, so he's not going to connect any Chazaka. So then he's believed. Fine. He says, in a case where it came out to be Yanta right after Shabbos, so then you're done with an Issa Deraisus, and then the Masiach Vitum of the guy doesn't work. Because maybe Shemin Olda B'Shabbos, maybe he was born on Shabbos.
What does that phrase mean again?
Masiach Vitum. Masiach is his speech, he's speaking, Vitum according to his innocence. Just happens to be mentioning it. So Ramah says, if it's born on Shabbos and it's Yom Tov, it's Issa D'Oraisa, and the goy is not believed, but Masiach Lefitumai and Issa D'Oraisa. Shem Lo Da B'Shabbos Lamed. V'Dasim Agad Ram Nafilim Lo Da B'Shabbos Like Issa D'Oraisa Lo Achlo. It's not an Issa D'Oraisa to eat it. El Ikar Chashash Shem Lo Da Hayoyim. The Issur Min HaTorah is the case that's late on Yom Tov, which is after Shabbos. But we have a Chazal Hibbur Masara, that any egg which is laid on Sunday was the actual completion of the egg instead of the body of the Tarnagol. Regardless, was 24 hours prior. So it means it was late on Sunday, the day after the Yom Rishon, means it was Nigmar on Shabbos. So it comes out, Sunday is benefiting from the Gemar, which Shabbos did for it. And that's the problem where it'll be Asur. So what's there for what? So Vaita, but the Maisa, there's an Issur D'Oraisa over here, so the Goy is not Neman to tell you that there's no Issur. And say that it was born from beforehand. The answer is the following. If the whole problem is if it's born on Yom Tov, we said before that eggs don't get laid by nighttime, So the goy comes, rolls in at real early in the morning, in a way that it was impossible that it was laid today. So the question was, it laid from on the Shabbos or from Friday? So then he's believed that's only a Sidur Rabbanan. Fiza im hevia b'yom rishon kadam umud hashachar. Like the mecha shem and like we said before, it's not, they don't lay at nighttime. So it wasn't laid on Yom Tov, which is Motzei Shabbos. So the question was, it from Shabbos or Erev Shabbos? That's in Sidur Rabbanan on Shabbos. Akam mesil v'tumah denodo be'erev Shabbos. Sorry, davening to loymer shenodo b'Shabbos. Ain Yisrael amir Rabbanan. Rabbanan mesil v'tumah is Naaman. Since the Magen Avraham comes out. There's a Sharatzin in Chavav. He said Chavav that it's by the Rabbanan and it's Chazik Surah, Mishnah Fituma works. So he tells you to Simon Kuflam and Zion in the Yardaya. He brings a gra. Because of the who Deus Chalukas Bepoiskim, this halacha that a goy should be believed in Sif Betumah and the Rabbanan is Machlaikas. So now you're done with it. It's not clear that it's really reliable. V'ayin v'ayin rabba shekosim v'imkom ochim yesh lahaka b'nyaneinu. Over here, everybody would agree that there's a better argument that a goy should believe in Sif Betumah. Why? Tam shemagrei kochim b'mash shemar and shenol d'miyasmo. So he tells you it was born the day before, as opposed to today, so it's less fresh. So obviously that's a greater proof that he's saying the truth. Because otherwise, why would he say it? If he wants to try, you know, to lie, the lie wouldn't be he was born yesterday. Like the Mishnah Berurah said, the case was he didn't know that there's any issue. You could tell he doesn't know that there's any difference to a Jew between today and yesterday. So I'm sorry, it wasn't today, you know, like, you know, yeah, they came out yesterday, type of a thing. So he's probably saying the truth. And anyway, the Rav says most eggs which are coming into the market probably were not from that morning fresh. They're from yesterday anyway. So the Rav supports it also. Okay, now, so he's in a case where it's a case of Yom Tov and Shabbos and then Yom Tov. So then when they said the Raisus, the goy is not believed. Now, so the Mishnah Medina is saying, Sheshchichi harbi beyim, mevim harbi bebasachas. You know, there's a lot of eggs being sold. Vadi roibi meabeyim, shemevim limkar heimel nolim kvar. You don't have, there's only so many fresh ones. If you have a large, you want to bring a large amount of eggs, you have to bring from a few days' worth. Because the Rav supports that these eggs are mutter. But still, we're only going to make it together with the fact that the goy is Mesech Levitumai. Chosen Kishamevi Akam Bebeim Leves Yisrael. Okay. V'navim Harlech Yisrael Leves Ha'akam Likach Beim. You go to his house to buy. So he says over there, you have a din of kol kibul kemechzal mechzal domi. We discussed this idea before, that there's a din of called the porish merubah porish. If it's left its original state, we say it came from the roiv, but as long as it's sitting in its original place, and it's mokum, so you say kol kibul kemechzal mechzal domi. We deal with it 50-50. See, even though majority of eggs being sold today are eggs of heter, we have to deal with this. This is a 50-50 suffix. It's 50-50 suffix on the right, so the goy is not believed in the sikhul pitumah. He says, but let's say it's the case of Yom Tov Sheni. So then you believe the goy. You know, well, you don't have to believe the goy anyway if it's an older from the first day, it's more than the second day. Then Afghanistan is going to be the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which we say that we look at as that it's one long Kedusha, that's all the Rabbanah. I mean, it's not. So that's a rabbanon. The gabbai rabbanon, the guys believe it's mesiach lefitumai. The shayfil filo shoshana b'tzalemer shachar shoshana b'yam shabbos b'yam rishon. Heavy akum b'yam rishon. So Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos Sunday. And the guy comes on Sunday and tells you that they're from Erev Shabbos. Hey, Akum B'yom Rishon, B'neman Nefiyah V'tumah D'gam Hu Ein El Mirabona. Because that which you say someone is born on the first day is also on the second day, so the Rabona. Tamikiyah Mekibir the Yarcha V'ikra Heim Yom Rishon V'Rabona Neman Akum Nefiyah V'tumah. The Isra of the Yom Sheni is its base Tishrei, it's not really Yom Tov anymore. So the Isra on the second day, so the Rabona the Isra. So the goys believed. Okay. Zion. A shekhet tanagelos and motzah ba'beyim gemurais. A person shekhs the shekhen and finds in its completed eggs which are complete. Which means they're fully developed, they just haven't been laid yet. So then the law is that the mutter can consider part of the goof of the animal. So you find the stomach and say, you'll eat the stomach. The whole this is also nailed and became like a separate entity. Well, then that didn't happen, wasn't born. I feel it be Yom Tov Shalach or Shabbos. In the case was Yom Tov or Shabbos, it was Nigmar on Shabbos. It's only called Shabbos benefited Yom Tov by being Nigmar on Shabbos because it was laid. So then Shabbos is being Mecher for Yom Tov. But over here it wasn't laid, so there's no way Shabbos is being Mecher for Yom Tov. So then it's Mut. Lama Gimel Beim Gemuris, the Haino Afilo Beklipasim, means that even that they already have the shells around them, they're Mutaris. The Chosman Shalom Noldo Chashirin Zeh Kigufa. The long till it has been laid, it's part of the animal, it's part of the bird. Shalachar Shabbos. So the Chara, if you wouldn't shecht it, it would be laid today. If Nimshah Shekhar Nigmarum Mehasim B'Shabbos, Rehachana Mishabbos, the Yom Tov. So if it was laid today, it means it was Nigmar yesterday, it means Shabbos prepared for Yom Tov by making the egg completed. The answer is, Dafi Nigmar B'Shabbos, Ein Chashiva Hachana, Elim Kenolda Yedei Gemar Zeh. But only consider that Shabbos is being made for Yom Tov if you're preparing something, if there's a result. If there's no result, you didn't prepare. So you can't say there's a problem of Shabbos being made for Yom Tov unless the leg was actually laid on Yom Tov. So, that was laid on Yom Tov because Shabbos made it ready. But it didn't lay, so what Shabbos do for you? It's not called a preparation because nothing happens. It's a time of Meshubuch. It's better when it's born, so you didn't get to that state. You know, Shabbos didn't accomplish what it wanted to accomplish for you. Ches. If you know the Yom Tov is also, if you have a chick which came out, which hatched on Yom Tov, so beginning Yom Tov was an egg, now it hatches. So lucky is it's also, you can't eat it. What you can't eat is considered muksa, so you can't move it either. Now the Shabbos also be Yom Tov Shalachar. In case it was Shabbos and then Yom Tov was Motzi Shabbos, so it was nailed on Shabbos. You cannot eat it on Shechta and eat it on Yom Tov. So there's Shabbos Lama Vav, Aser, Bechila, Ubatiltal, Ado Erev, Neshu Muksa. So since you can't eat it, so the chick is muksa, so it's also to move it also. Okay. Even though we had before that some people hold that muksa doesn't apply to Yom Tov, this muksa they agreed to. So it would not be eaten by anything that has a valid need for the person, so it's total muksa. So it remains such for the rest of Yom Tov. Also, the Yom Tov Shel Acharov. So, the case with Shabbos and Yom Tov, so if it hatches on Shabbos, you can't eat it on Yom Tov. Yeshem Shehumin Atar. Some say this is an Issa D'Oraisa. Remember, we said that Shabbos can't be made for Yom Tov. So by hatching on Shabbos, you're creating an item which theoretically is usable on Yom Tov. That's exactly what it cannot do. This is what makes it right for Achila. Can't do that on Shabbos. Because the Hakana wasn't for Shabbos, because you can't eat it on Shabbos. Because you have to shechta to eat it, you can't shechta on Shabbos. So the whole Chana of Shabbos is just for the next day, that's exactly what's also. But it's probably saying Shabbos is Mekin Yom Tov. It's from the Hurak Min Rabbanan. The Fisha of Shabbos Gufa, who Muksu, and Yachol Lecho, will tell to them, Oysim, Oysim Klau, and Matir B'Yom Tov, Mintz of Shabbos, Hechon L'Yom Tov. The issue of the Rabbanan is, if you would allow it on Yom Tov, it comes to Shabbos prepared for Yom Tov. We don't allow it on Yom Tov, it didn't prepare. So it's not Hachana. Right? So in the case where the egg is laid, so we say that the Hakana was it to be laid, it had to be Nigmar the day before. So at Shabbos it was Nigmar, and then Yom Tov was laid. So wow, that which is able to be laid, Shabbos did. Over here, it hatched. So that's hatching doesn't change anything, that you should say that, wow, there was a Hakana here. It wasn't what's on Shabbos to use. So there's no achana. Okay, Simon Tovkuf Yudalud, Shlo Lechabas B'yamtas. This is the lochos of Kibbein Yantav. So we touched on the lochos of Kibbein Yantav a little bit before, putting Bisra Gumri, or, you know, lowering a flame because the pot's going to be Makdiach, it's going to burn. But now we're going to talk about the halachos of Kibbein much more directly. And there'll be some overlap of what we learned before and what we're going to learn now. So also the chabas leka be yomtiv. You cannot put out a fire in yomtiv. Feeling royish beis hashenis, even if your house is burning down, and he has no other place to live, so the chara that's going to definitely minimize his simchas yomtiv. Main shomus tachanas afoshes em chabana bekas. If there's no danger to life, you cannot put out the bekas of the flying embers. So a person can't do kibui, not in the case of burning down the house, but let's say he wants it because it's smoky and he wants to stop the smoke from being in the house. It shouldn't have it's a bad smell, or he's afraid that it's going to let's say he doesn't want the pots to get all smoky, a bad smell. Or he wants to put out the light because it's also be mishamash mitosay when there's lights. He wants to put out the light to be able to allow himself to be mishamash mitosay. So these lachar are valid yom tov needs. You cannot do kibbeh for those purposes. That which you cannot put the fire out for the, you can do kibbeh for the pot is because there's another way to save the pot. But if you have another option, then kibbeh is mutter. So I think we spoke about. Lowering the flame is considered a form of kibbutz. So my pot is the flame. I leave a burner on, let's say it's a gas burner. Leave a burner on from before Yom Tov. And the Yom Tov, I'm cooking my pot, and the flame is too high, and the food is burning. So I can't cook it without burning it. Take it off, it'll burn, but it won't cook. So I have no other option. What do you have no other option? You're allowed to transfer a fire. So you can turn on a different burner and a lower flame. So I have an option. So the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, all assume that you, in that situation you would have to try out the option of putting on a different burner at a lower flame before you have a right to lower this flame. Chenir Liker, the Mo holds that's the main sock. In a case where the house is going to burn down, you'll have nowhere to eat your meal. You'll end up not being able to have your meal normally. So that's also from a vechol nefesh, similar to the chabas. If you can't do kibbutz because you want to save your money, that you can't. Okay, so cut now. The chabas the lake of biyamtiv. Mishum hefsin mamon loy hutter kibbutz biyamtiv. Nobody was matter kibbutz to save your money. So I want to turn down my gas because the flame is very high. It's going to use up a lot of gas. It's going to get a very big bill after Yom Tov. So that's not a heter. It's hefsed mamona. Beshus and Yisrof. I know filu ein loy bayis achir lo drusham. You have no other place to live. Even the mishimchus Yom Tov, it definitely will minimize your enjoyment of Yom Tov. Also, the Zulus opinion holds its usher. It's not food. I feel like today, Shlomi Zashin Abayis, he's doing it, the house shouldn't get smoky. But to learn, Koshkinim Kamenos and the Chabas of Shil Shechosalov, Shal Yisarv Kuloid. I don't want all to burn. Should I just Yisar Levalsha by Oyd Hapam and Boysa Hayyam? Even if you're putting out the fire, because I want to be able to have some of the wood for later on to cook. So I'm doing it for Echol Nefesh. No, but that's Machshir Echol Nefesh. It's still Osir. We did say before, to cover the fire, that you want to keep it for later on, that was Mutter. There's no other place to put the pot. You want to put the pot there, you're afraid it's going to get burnt. So you want to put out the fire. It's Osir. Why? Right now it's not benefiting the Echol Nefesh by putting out this ember, this piece of wood. It's just preventing the damage which would come through that. So that's not called direct benefit, it's called indirect benefit, so that's not Mutter and Yom Tov. And it's a case where it was impossible to do it before Yom Tov. So Machir Shanefesh, you can't do it before Yom Tov. Or Dercha Yom Tov. She after last session we brought Yom. The Kaimel and the Shori. Kaleil b'semim k'tavkuf tesev b'hako. Tzirla z'zu, the lav kol Machir Echol Nefesh, Tiru, al-davka, oizan shen kroivin, yoyzir l'tikon echol. It's not all Machir Echol Nefesh. It has to be very close to the Tikkun Oichel process. And this is further back in the Tikkun Oichel process, so they wouldn't permit that. Okay, the Shamas Dalit. Also, the Shamas Bifnei Aner. A person can't have relations with his wife when there's a candle there. So he wants to put it out for that purpose. It's also. Yisagamar Filu Ein Lo Bayis Acher. Even though you can't move the candle somewhere else. Okay, the Chabas all in there. You have nothing to like cover, put over the Nair. To block the light. Shalachi is also, it's also to put it out. Shalachi Bilas Mitzvah, even if it's the first time he's had a relation with a woman, which is called Bilas Mitzvah, it's still also. Comes from more. It's also talking about that you have other ways to save the pot. You can save the pot from getting too smoky a different way. You can make a smaller fire somewhere else and put it there. You can move the ember outside and not put it out.
That's what Bakas means?
Bakas is like a piece of burning wood. But if you have no other option, Mutalachabas. Because he holds Sir Lahu, the Zel Tzark, Echol Nefesh Mamish, and Mutalachibui. So that's not called indirect, it's called direct. This is necessary for the cooking process. The same way you can bake and you can cook, you can do kibbutz. Vayin tasim and tafkuf beis dim ha'esh gadol umatiach al ha'tapshel. If the fire is very large and it's causing the pot, the food to burn, You have to remove some of the fire. So you have to take some of the pieces of wood out, even though by doing so they're probably going to go up more quickly than they would before. So that's still mutter. That's this din. They have another eight to cook your food without burning it because the fire is too big. Same thing when it comes to the house. Im yisarf abayis mid the dileg ramah because of dinu gamling ishon abayis mashem is that more that he mechaber that he mele abayis acher also lechabes. The fact that the house is smoky, so that's not oichel nefesh. That's the discomfort. But over here, if he's served by us, he doesn't know where to have his meal.
It's smoky. You could probably leave your sukkah in sukkahs if you have this, right?
That's me start, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's different.
Right. The point over here is, you have to say, like, there's no other eitzah.
This is actually being able to eat.
Right.
You eat when you're mistar.
If you have another eitzah, even if the eitzah means going to the goyish neighbor, but you have where to eat. We have to the fire is going to burn the food. Then the issue is the food. So if you can find yourself a place to eat, it's irrelevant. You can save the food without putting any fire out. I'm not going to eat it because I have nowhere to eat because the house is going to burn down. But that's also much. That's also includes having where to eat. It's the fire is going to burn up all of the things you need to eat on, your plates, your wooden plates. So I won't be able to eat. I won't have what to eat. I won't have any bowls to eat the soup in. So that's also called Ochel Nefesh. But it also to be mechaber just for hefsim and moinoi. Also the chabas for ayin. There was a mishnah lamadal sifchavov. The son of Zed shana shirim ben an ochim. Yesh chashas to kalas sifosh. As mutar the chabas afilu b'shabes. We live amongst the goyim. We live in close proximity. And there's a danger that even get everybody out safely, but you're going to make the place open with the fire, that people will come in and start to pillage and rob, etc. So that creates a potentially dangerous situation of kol nefesh, so that's mutter. Bisman is there, a lot of places we're hesitant to rely on that. We're worried about the possibility of pillaging, etc. So then, if it's a case of sakanas of washes, which means you're afraid you won't be able to get everybody out in time, we live in close proximity, there's some houses nearby, and there's an elderly person in one of the houses with a baby. So that's very dangerous, because they're not necessarily going to be able to get out easily on their own. So you'd put it out. If there's nothing nearby, whatever's nearby is easily aroused and told to exit, so you have no hesitation to put it out.